Welcome to Left On Wed.
Bite-sized tips for people getting hitched. Georgia Fletcher.
Adam Feeney.
In the same room.
How did we get here?
In this part of town.
I remember when I rode a bike once and someone made fun of my shoes when I was a kid, and I spent the whole bike ride looking at my shoes and I ran into a pole. And I once skateboarded, another skateboarder wearing boots, and dropped my Katsu Donburi on the ground.
Is that sushi?
My knees, a bowl. And then my Coke bottle got pierced on the side of the road. And I'm on the ground bleeding. My Katsu Donburi is everywhere. I'm riding my skateboard and a woman walked over me. She stepped over me.
Oh my gosh. Our words and actions matter.
Really hurt me. Cut me deep.
I haven't forgotten.
Hey.
Speaking of.
Should we talk about the podcast?
Yes.
Today's topic.
Honouring our loved ones.
Honouring our loved ones who have passed away.
Absolutely.
During the day, there's lots of little ways that we can include people, that we can do it subtly or we can do it more overtly.
Or we don't have to do it at all if we don't want to.
100%. We're going to unpack all those little things that we've seen at lots of weddings that we see all the time. The little things that we see quite often, which are nice little nods and cool ideas that we may have seen or thought of as well to honour those loved ones.
What are those frequently seen ways of honouring our loved ones, Adam?
Miss Fletcher. Mrs. Fletcher?
Yes, please.
Ms. Fletcher.
Okay, whatever it is.
Okay, what I see a lot is the candle. Let's talk about the candle. Beautiful little nod to someone who has passed away in our lives. During the ceremony, you might have a candle lit that burns in their honour. Beautiful. Love it.
How should that candle be presented?
Well, are we outside?
Are we in a national park?
Can't have a flame.
Is there going to be wind?
Gonna blow out.
Possibly.
Battery operated?
That's a
or
win.
Or a dome? Although I don't think fire can survive in a dome. Needs oxygen. Is that right?
This is not a scientific podcast.
Well, it should be.
Yep. Well, we just don't have all the right information for it.
Is that Dr. Carl on the line?
Oh, I love Dr. Carl.
So much. Listen to that podcast.
Back to the battery operated candle. It also depends on how many loved ones you want to honour.
Yes.
Because having one candle can simply represent all of them.
Yeah.
There's lots of beautiful frames and wording and phrases that you can use as well. It really depends on what you feel most comfortable with, where it's going to be, how it's going to make you feel when you connect with it.
And this could be at the ceremony or reception. Good point of contact is your celebrant to talk about this. They will probably have some ideas of how to honour loved ones.
I would also be communicating with your family who are connected to those loved ones too, because they are obviously still possibly grieving for those people and they may want the celebration to be a happy occasion for everybody.
Yeah.
So you'll just have to have those difficult conversations and what everybody is comfortable with, and also channeling your nerves and what's making you or what's going to help you feel good as well.
And I think that's a really good point of like having that open discussion with people, because it's like, okay, my grandmother died a couple of years ago and I feel comfortable giving her a nod during the ceremony because I think it'll be lovely. But maybe I should talk to my mum whose parent that was and how she'll feel in that moment. And she might say, you know what, I'd actually prefer if you didn't, because it's going to bring up some emotions that I don't necessarily want to tackle during your wedding ceremony, which is, I think, a really good point that you made. But they might also be like, no, that's beautiful. That would make my day. I really would like her to be part of it in some sort of way, shape or form.
So we could have photo frames. We could have lovely candles. We could have some poems.
Yeah.
That could be on the signing table. That could be off to the side in another area of the ceremony. Or it could be on a chair that you are reserving for that loved one as well.
I see this a lot, like the empty chair at the front. It's a big symbol, I've got to say. It's a big comment. It's like, this person is missing and they're not here. Here is where they would sit. I think it's a beautiful touch. It's lovely, but obviously it is a big comment. It's going to be staring at you for the entire ceremony. So it's just something to think about, is like, can I handle that during my wedding?
Yes. Any visual element that's going to prompt a emotion that is a deep and maybe a vulnerable one, you'll just have to be in tune to. But what's really lovely is those can be repurposed into the reception too. So not just photos of the loved one that have passed, you may like to tie it into the wedding theme and have, if it is a grandparent that was married, you might have a photo of their wedding. So it's not
so cute. I've seen
of
this.
The person. It could be like a love stories before us
in
memory of type scenario that's illustrated in your reception too.
I saw that recently. They had the photo wall and it was, you know, marriages that inspired us, weddings that inspired us. And it was like, you know, the parents who were still with us, and then they had the grandparents who had passed away. So they were all sort of mixed into together.
So having other loved ones that are physically present still and those that are celebrating in spirit with us, beautiful. It could be a subtle way to intertwine that without it being too confronting.
I also think it's really important to say you don't have to do anything and you shouldn't feel guilty about that as well. Just because I understand that it might take away from moments in the ceremony or during your wedding and you might not want the focus on that because it might bring up emotions or make you nervous. So don't feel guilty if you don't want to do that or you want to have more subtle nods to those who have passed away in your lives as well.
So we've talked about photos, we've talked about candles and poetry. What are some other ways that we can acknowledge those loved ones?
I've seen the brooches you see a lot. So maybe on the bouquet, there's a little brooch with a little photo of, you know, who has passed away. And that's just for the person holding the bouquet, for the bride perhaps.
Or could be pinned onto the jacket of the groom.
Beautiful.
Could be pinned onto the bouquet. Could be on a number of different people.
Georgia, I had one recently and they had the empty chair at the front. And there was a packet of Maltesers on the chair, like on the front row, right? Mm. And I walked up to it because I was about to get everyone to sit down and I picked up the packet of Maltesers because I thought that someone had left their chocolates. I was like, some losers come here and left their chocolates on the front seat. So I picked it up and I was like this close to opening it up and having one. And then I see the sister of the bride running down to me like, stop, they're granddad's Maltesers. They were his favourite when reserving the chair.
Talk about putting the T's in Maltesers. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, right? I was so hungry. I was like, I might just have a little bit of a cheeky one. And then I was like, oh, I see. This is a nod to him. Which, once we got there, and I mentioned it during the ceremony as well, because I thought it was really cute. I was like, those Maltesers on the chair are not for anyone to eat, their granddad's.
Because you almost learned that the
exactly,
hard way.
Exactly. But it was a nice little nod. It was like, rather than having something that didn't feel personal to them, it was every time they were with granddad, he would share a packet of Maltesers with them. So they wanted that as part of the ceremony, which I thought was really lovely.
I've got two fun stories that don't involve photo frames or candles or Maltesers on chairs. Yes.
Do you know this about me?
So a lovely way that was a little bit unique to honor loved ones that had passed is I had a wedding recently where the grandmother's favorite color was yellow. And to have family involved, the bride was one of four children and she had all her family walk in with a touch of yellow. So all her brothers had a lovely little yellow, what do you call those things in your pocket? A pocket square.
Cute.
Yellow pocket square. It was divine.
Divine.
And the dad had a buttonhole that was also yellow.
Cute.
It was such a subtle but sentimental touch. And I made sure that I made a point of it in the ceremony. Yeah. It was also mentioned again in the speeches. So not just the visual element through the candles, the frames, the photos, but also favorite things like the Maltesers, like the color yellow. I also have another wedding coming up very shortly where they are doing a post-ceremony snack of Weet-Bix slice because that's what the groom used to always bake with his grandma.
What's a Weet-Bix slice?
Oh, it's really yummy.
Really?
Yeah, you should Google the recipe. I wouldn't be able to tell you off the top of my head because there's lots of different recipes and variations out there.
Do you put things in between like Weet-Bix?
Absolutely. You're not just eating a Weet-Bix.
So dry.
You'd crush it up, mix it with like honey and like delicious bits and pieces. I'll have to find out for you and share the recipe. But that's something that they're also doing is sharing the recipe too. So those are some really thoughtful touches that honor the loved ones that have passed, that also honor the relationship and those special aspects of that relationship to share in the ceremony and the reception.
And I think I love the way that you said, oh, I mentioned it during the ceremony. Like I said, good thing to have a conversation with your celebrant. Sometimes the couple will just ask me, it's like, oh, these people have passed away. Can we have a mention of them during the ceremony? And that's as quick as I'd like to acknowledge everyone who was there. I usually make everyone feel really special for being there. And then we can mention those who are obviously not here and pay special tribute to them in particular and mention their names. They're definitely with us in spirit today. Maybe we can give them a round of applause or just sort of leave it at that and then move on. Or you can say a little bit more. I've had couples give me a little bit of, oh, you know, Grandpa Jack would have said this at this point and we can sort of have a laugh about that as well. Or a lot of couples, and we probably both have seen this, will say, can we just do a broad mention for those who are not with us anymore? Which I think is a lovely little touch as well.
Because I think in the planning process too, life still happens between planning your wedding and writing the ceremony script and thinking about those personal aspects and the wedding day. Mm. So you may experience loss and grief in the lead up. So you may go for a mentioning all or a mentioning none sort of approach, depending on how you're feeling and what your grief journey has been like.
And sometimes I even do like, we'll mention everyone, like, of course there are those who are not here today for a variety of reasons. We're going to be celebrating twice as much for them, and then we move on.
Yes.
And I often say to my couples, it's like, okay, if we are mentioning these people in particular who have passed away, we're going to have a pause. We're going to do that. We're going to acknowledge it. It's going to be at the top of the ceremony, so you know where it is. The next thing purposely will probably be funny or a little bit of a palate cleanser on purpose. So we go, we move on. Not that we're diminishing the moment before, but we're doing a nice acknowledgement, and then this is our wedding, we're moving on.
Sometimes I like to sandwich that part in the ceremony as well by acknowledging those that have been able to be part of the ceremony, acknowledging those that are celebrating from a distance, those that are celebrating in spirit with us. And then what I'll also say is those people that are celebrating in spirit have often paved the path for our love stories. And speaking of which, here is the tale of how these two came to be standing here today. So we love a sandwich segue.
We love a sandwich.
And we love a segue.
Sandwiches are yummy. What about drinks? Having a little toast to that person during the reception, perhaps. Everyone lifting a drink, maybe potentially having a shot for them.
Yes. I've had a couple name the bar after their brother that had passed away.
That's lovely.
And then during the speeches, everybody took a fireball shot, and it was really good. So thinking about what you think of or what was really special, what brought the vibes, what was fabulous about that person in a situation like a wedding, and what would they be doing?
And I imagine the fireball shot, was that his favorite drink?
Yes, it was so good.
And it's something you'll remember, right? It's like, remember we all did a fireball shot for him? It's like, it's a beautiful little touch where it's not going to bring out so much emotion, but it might be a really lovely.
What would they have wanted?
Exactly.
They would have absolutely wanted a fireball shot and a bar named after them in their honor.
I think that's wonderful.
Everybody would love that.
Yeah, so lovely to think about that person and what particularly reminds you of them, what they would have wanted, but also what's going to make you feel good on the day and the people who loved them as well. Whether that's a big nod, something subtle, or maybe nothing at all, or something quite broad. It's up to you.
And at the end of the day, it's your wedding your way.
That's it, baby.
We love personalizing our weddings and making sure that we are preserving our well-being and what's going to make us feel good on the wedding day. So we'll wrap it up there.
I feel good talking about this.
Do you?
It's cathartic.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Do you
reflective.
Want to come next week and talk about something else? Wait. Oh, hold on. I'm just looking at my notes. Have you seen what we're talking about next week?
Oh, my God. Scandal.
Oh, my God.
Stay tuned.
It's a scandal.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh. Gossip. Hashtag wedding drama.
Scandal. Cliffhanger. And
hey, thanks for listening.
We really appreciate you. And if you want to hear and see more, follow us on the socials. We are at Left On Wed Podcast on TikTok, on YouTube. There are full video episodes, and on Instagram.
There sure are. If you've got questions, you've got comments, ideas for topics, slide on into the DMs. But you can also inquire about our celebrant services by finding Adam on Instagram and TikTok at Married by Adam.
That's me.
You can find me at Georgia Fletcher Celebrant.
And if you are itching to tell people about this, please do. But you can leave us a review on whatever platform you listen on. Tell people how much you love it. 5 stars only.
Thank you. That's all we will accept. We'll see you next time.
Left on Wed is recorded on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We pay respects to the elders past and present.
We, Adam and Georgia, acknowledge our First Nations people's continuous connection to culture and the importance of storytelling.